Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. We're going to look back at the markets, which, as we've reported all hour, are in turmoil after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers. Joining us now is Andrew Walker, BBC Business and Economics correspondent. Andrew, the S&P futures show a more than 4% decline at the open on Wall Street. It remains to be seen whether that will happen or not. What's going on in European trading?
Well, that move in the futures in New York is very much consistent with what's been happening in Europe and indeed in Asia before that. London's down just over 4%, Frankfurt 3.5% or thereabouts. And some of the big Asian markets, Hong Kong, Tokyo, Shanghai, were closed. What a day to choose for a holiday. Let's
pause on that for a second. Yeah, that could be really crucial because that creates a kind of a boomerang effect where they're building up pressure to sell, where no matter what happens on Wall Street today, there could be a real big follow-on in Asia tomorrow.
It's certainly a possibility, absolutely. Even those Asian markets that were trading, though, nonetheless, did still manage to record some really quite substantial falls, 5% or so.
Wow.
In Mumbai and what sounds like a relatively modest 3% in Singapore, one of the what you might a properly, if you like, developed market that was actually up and trading. So, yeah, it could be significantly worse when things resume in Tokyo and Hong Kong, all depending very much on what New York makes of it in a few hours' time.
Now, people have been talking about this not having much to do with individual investors, but a lot to do with the verdict on the markets that's being delivered by these enormous wealth funds that are on the sidelines, these billion-dollar funds in Asia and particularly in the Middle East that are looking for places to park their money and having real difficulty finding it. Any indication that they're on the sidelines and that they are fueling this decline right now?
Well, it's certainly the case that they have been looking at the possibility of putting a lot of capital into some of these big financial institutions that do need extra money to plug the gaps they've made as a result of the write-downs on mortgage-related assets and other stuff like that. And we had, for example, the Korean Development Bank turning away from Lehman's just in the course of last week. So, you know, there is no question it's not so much that they're actively driving them down, I think, but certainly it is the case that having been a very important source of capital for Wall Street in the early stages of this credit crisis, they are now much more wary about putting more money in, having lost quite a bit of what they put in just a few months ago.
And with oil down to like $97 a barrel, all of a sudden they're probably not feeling as flush as they were even just 6 weeks ago.
Yes, the oil price decline cuts a bit in both ways, doesn't it? It does mean that that the sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East, Russian investors as well, I guess, maybe even more wary of American and Western European markets and investing in their financial systems. But of course, in terms of the wider economic effects, a lower oil price, I think, is pretty much just what the doctor ordered. And indeed, just at the end of last week, we did have some relatively encouraging news on the inflation front in the United States, with news that producer prices actually fell in the course of August. And that's, I think, significantly increases the range of options available to the Federal Reserve.
The question, of course, is it a recession indicator? Is it an indicator of a slowdown, which may create other problems? Andrew Walker, keep watching the markets for us.
We'll
be back with you later on in the morning. Andrew Walker, BBC Business and Economics correspondent, reporting from London.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.